Friday, the 22nd of November. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today we have a beautiful story from Jesus from the Gospel of Mark that we're going to be listening to on Sunday that I want to talk about. And that is the lesson of the fig tree. So, let's listen to the lesson that Jesus gives and then think about what he is saying. Jesus says, "From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branches become tender and it puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near." And then he goes on to say, "So when you see things going on around you, you have to know what's going on." It's called reading the signs of the times. But I want us to think about the fig tree for a moment. Does anyone have a fig tree or any kind of fruit tree in their garden? What happens when spring comes? Well, in Joburg, it's amazing because, as I often tell you, in Joburg, spring comes before the rain comes, especially for the fruit trees. The fruit trees are so clever. They have their roots right down to the deep places where there's water in the earth. And so even if everything is dry on top of the ground, the trees, the fruit trees in Joburg will start to put out green leaves and fruit blossoms before the rains come. And it's an amazing miracle that happens every year, and it fills my heart every year with hope. And I think that's what Jesus is wanting us to notice hope. When we see, does anyone have a fig tree in their garden? When you see the fresh little leaves coming, you know that the figs, the yummy, delicious, sweet figs, are coming soon afterwards. That's what comes with summer. All the lovely fruit will go ripe on the fruit trees, and we'll eat some of it, and the insects will eat some of it, and the birds in Joburg will eat some of it too. So you just have to have enough fruit that everyone can have some. And it's a wonderful feast. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing that happens. And Jesus is asking us to notice the same thing in our own lives, to notice what is coming green. Hildegard of Bingen, St. Hildegard of Bingen, she talks about a greening, that we must be aware of what is greening in us. Isn't that a nice word? Like the fig tree greens. It goes from being like a dry stick, and it becomes tender, and the little leaves come out, and it greens. And she says we must notice what is greening in our own heart. How are we greening for God? How are we making ourselves soft and tender? How do we make ourselves fruitful in the world? Imagine that you and I are a fig tree with our feet in the earth and our branches where our arms are. How would we become green and soft for God? And what is the fruitfulness that we would bring for God to the earth? Well, that's a challenge, isn't it? This week, that's part of my challenge for you. I want you to think of some beautiful, good thing that you can do this week. Maybe you will go and make something beautiful, like a bunch of flowers for your gran or your mom. Or maybe you'll wash the dishes without anyone asking you, or sweep the floor. Or pick up the litter that's outside in the garden or outside on the road. Or maybe you'll do something nice and play with the cat or the dog and spend time with them. Or go and water the garden in the evening so that the water doesn't all evaporate away. Or some other good thing. How do you green? How do you bring forth something beautiful for God? Let's pray. Lord, we pray for all of us that we might think about how we are called to bring forth something beautiful for you each day in kindness, in generosity, in love. Help us to grow and green in your world. Give us the courage to do what we know is right. We ask this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.